Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator and our Companion, calls us to the power of the Holy Spirit and makes us the body of Christ. On this day, we draw near to Earth Day. Daffodils understand without being told the mystery of resurrection. We hear the story of Thomas, who says, "Unless I see the marks of the nails in his hands, I will not believe." I wonder what Earth Day and Thomas could tell us about each other and about our faith in the God of resurrection. We will worship, find out.
God of light and life, we thank you for the resurrection of Christ and pray that through his living presence with us now, you will speak to us, for we long to hear your voice and behold your grace. Bless us that we may listen with open hearts. Amen.
Thank you. Hi, didn't expect to see you in the bathroom. Hi, kids. Welcome. Of course, I guess you never expected to see church in the bathroom either, did you? But I had to come here because this is where I keep the bandages. When I hurt myself, I have to come here and get a bandage, and I cut myself. So I gotta come here and get a bandage. You know, when you hurt yourself, you go to your mom or your dad, and you say, "Ah, I have an owie." And the first thing they do is they say, "Oh, show me where it hurts." And then they look at it, and maybe they have to clean it off a little, and maybe they put a bandage on it, but then you know what they do? They kiss it, and they make it better. They hold you, and it makes it better. The thing is, it still might hurt, but at least it feels better. God is like that. God cares when we're hurt, and God says, "Oh, show me where it hurts. Let me see your owie." And God holds us and kisses us and makes it better. It might still hurt, but at least it's better. We're going to hear a Bible story today about somebody who said to Jesus, "Oh, show me your owie." Because that's what Jesus taught people to do, to care about when people are hurt. And we hold each other, even if it doesn't necessarily make the pain go away, it makes it better. I'm glad that God cares about us when we're hurt. He doesn't expect us to always be happy and nice. Sometimes that's what prayer is, when we just come to God and say, "God, I hurt." And God just holds us. And even though the pain is still there, it makes it better. So I think we should say a prayer and thank God, shall we? Let's pray. God, thank you for holding us when we hurt. Let's pray. God, thank you for holding us when we hurt. Amen. Thank you for being with me when I hurt.
A poem by E.E. Cummings. I thank you, God, for most this amazing day, for the leaping greenly spirits of trees and the blue true dream of sky, and for everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes. I who have died am alive again today, and this is the sun's birthday. This is the birthday of life and of love and wings and of the gay, great, happening, illimitably earth. How should tasting, touching, hearing, seeing, breathing, any lifted from the know of all nothing, human merely being, doubt, unimaginable you? Now the ears of my ears awake. Now the eyes of my eyes are open.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Blessed be the Abba God of our Lord Jesus Christ. In great mercy, God has given us new birth into the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. God has given us an inheritance that can never be marred, diminished, or taken away, for it is kept in heaven for you. You are being protected by the power of God, which you know through your faith, and promise you salvation that is right here, but will only be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have had to suffer various trials. Your faith is more precious than gold. But think about it. Gold, though perishable, is tested by fire. In the end, the genuineness of your faith will result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you love and trust him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy, for you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Hear the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Psalm 16. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Holy One, you are my God, and I have no good apart from you. As for those who do justice, they are the noble, in whom is all my delight. Those who choose another God multiply their sorrows. I will never share in their profit from injustice. Their language will never cross my lips. God, you are my chosen portion. You are all that is on my plate. You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Life is such a good gift. I bless you, for you give me counsel. In the night, you speak to my heart. I keep you always before me. Because you are right here with me, I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to death, or let your faithful ones see the grave. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
When it was evening, on that first day of the week, the disciples were gathered together. They were afraid of the people, so the doors were locked. But Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When Jesus had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then he said again to them, "Peace be with you. As God has sent me, so I send you." And then he breathed on them. And he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now, Thomas, who's called the twin, one of the 12, he wasn't there when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said, "Unless I see the marks of the nails in his hand and put my finger in those marks and put my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, the disciples were again together. And this time Thomas was with them. And though the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Don't doubt, but believe." And Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." The Gospel of the Beloved, Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. It's typical for people to want to skip from Palm Sunday to Easter without getting all messed up with Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday. That's understandable, because Good Friday is painful. It's a little more fun to just go from one happy parade to another. The problem is that when you just land at Easter without Good Friday, it's sort of like hearing a joke without the punchline. Christ is risen, but you don't know risen from what. Christ is full of forgiveness, but we're not quite sure what we're being forgiven for. We're raised to new life, but we haven't really thought about what's the old life that we're leaving behind. Thomas would have none of that. Thomas understood that dying is necessary for love. Remember when Jesus heard that Lazarus, his good friend, was on his deathbed down in Bethany? Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go down there." And they all said, "Jesus, you don't want to go there. People are trying to kill you." And Thomas was the one who said, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." Thomas gets that.
He knows. He knows that the place where it hurts is the place where it gets healed. So he knows when the disciples say, "Hey, Jesus is raised from the dead." It's not enough for Thomas to just skip to Easter and say, "Oh good, I'm glad everybody's happy." He wants to know that it's not just a happy, happy Jesus who's been raised. It's the crucified Jesus who's been raised. Because you see, that's where it hurts for Thomas. Thomas sat around that table with everybody else when Jesus said, "One of you will betray me." And Thomas thought, "I could do that. It could be me. Is it I?" They went out into the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus said, "Sit here while I pray." And Thomas fell asleep with the rest of them. When the soldiers came, Thomas ran away. When Jesus was on trial, Thomas wasn't around to speak up for him. When the crowd was shouting, "Crucify him," Thomas was absent and silent. When Jesus was taken off to the cross, Thomas was nowhere to be found. When Jesus died, the women were there, but Thomas wasn't. So Thomas is bearing not only this heavy weight of all of his sorrow at the loss of Jesus, but this unbearable heaviness of his guilt. So when the disciples say, "We've seen the Lord," Thomas knows that he needs to hear not just that Jesus is feeling better, but that all of that awful stuff that he's been a part of has somehow been redeemed. That somehow his own sin has been forgiven. That somehow the evil that he's been a part of has been gathered up into some grace that is greater. He needs to see the wounds because he knows that the wounds will outlive the grave. He needs to know if forgiveness will outlive the wounds. So he knows to ask Jesus, "Show me where it hurts," because that's where it hurts for Thomas. And he knows that Jesus will answer, because he knows that Jesus is really good at that. Jesus is always asking people, "Show me where it hurts." And they told him. They would say it. "I'm blind. I can't see. I want to see again. I have no husband. Heal my daughter. How do I inherit eternal life?" He knew how to reach out to exactly that place where it hurts in people's hearts and lives, and allow them to meet him there in the wounds, in the hard places, because that's where the healing happens. He knew that in order for people to experience resurrection, they had to come to the grave. So Thomas knows that he needs to see the wounds of Jesus in order to really fully apprehend the forgiveness of Jesus. Which, of course, is what happens. Because Thomas knows that Jesus is the one who will come among them and not just say, "I'm better now," but who will say, "Peace be with you." All this anxiety, all this fear and sorrow is released. Peace be with you. And then Jesus breathes on the disciples and says, "Here is my spirit. Now, as I have been sent, I send you. Go out into the world and forgive other people. Be the peace that I am giving to you. Be the peace for this hurting world." The world is hurting, and it needs our peace. Because we have reached out to the place where it hurts, Jesus, we have met him at the place where he reaches out to where it hurts in us, and healed that, and raised us to new life from that. And that is what enables us to go out into the world and do the work of God with human hands, even though they are weak and trembling, and maybe even have holes in them. That's where the grace of God happens. The heart of heaven is right here. There's a heart in heaven that knows you and speaks your name in love from heaven's throne. That has laughed and labored there beside you and said, I know. There are eyes in heaven that adore you and weep with joy at the beauty of your soul. For they see the courage of your living and share your deep and yearnings to be whole. There's a tear in heaven that there's a deep weary sigh that understands. There are gentle wounded hands that know the struggle to do the work of God with human hands. Oh, the heart of heaven is inside you. The universe embraces you in love. For the humble one that walks beside you is the one who rules the sun and stars above.
When the disciples told Thomas that Jesus was alive, what Thomas wanted was not proof, but presence. He wanted that loving presence that would change his heart, that would heal his hurt and forgive his sins and strengthen his faith. He wanted the living Jesus, not just some theological assertion. You know, remember when you fell down and hurt yourself when you were little and you ran to your parents so that they would hold you and they could say to you, they're there, this hurts, but you're going to be okay. That's what this story of Thomas is about. It's about God being able both to acknowledge our pain and proclaim resurrection. This pain is real, and you're going to be all right. That's what we need to hear. That's what we need to hear in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic. We're a little bit frightened about our health and our mortality and not losing our loved ones. And beneath that, there's this odd sort of unsettled feeling that there's no adult in charge, that there isn't a national policy. And underneath that, something maybe even more unsettling and unspoken, and that is that we want someone with authority, a parent figure, to be able to say to us, this pain is real, and we're going to be all right. Not just, let's get back to work and start making money, not this is going to be great, but yeah, the pain is real, and we're going to be okay. The world is full of Thomases who are asking, if Christ is risen, where's the body? And the answer is, right here, right there. We are the body of Christ. That's the meaning of those strange, powerful words that Jesus says to the disciples when he appears among them. He says, peace be with you. He offers them this healing, comforting, encouraging presence. And then he breathes on them and says, receive the Holy Spirit. Now we have the Spirit that Jesus had. So when he says, as God sent me, so I send you, we know. That's our purpose. That's the nature of who we are. We are the risen body of Christ. God sent Jesus to embody love, and when Jesus was raised from the dead, God gave that job to us. And that Spirit is given to us so that we will embody that resurrecting, healing love, that comforting presence in the midst of pain all through the world. That is the root of everything we do in the church. All of our ministries of healing and justice are rooted in resurrection. So like Thomas and Jesus exchanging that love, we look to the world and we ask where it hurts, and we reach out and we touch those places so that we can begin to offer healing. For instance, just in time for Earth Day, we have new solar panels. Pretty soon, they'll be operational, generating electricity. When we look at our relationship with the Earth and where it hurts, we realize one place is our energy commitment. When we bring food to the food bank, we're reaching out to the world in a place where it hurts to bring healing. People ask, why does the gay community make such a big deal about the issue? It's because that's where it hurts. And when we fly a rainbow flag, that's our way of reaching out to where it hurts with healing. We know that no grocery bag full of stuff or rainbow flag or solar panel is going to save the world. That's God's job. But we can choose to be part of that. Resurrection is God's mystery, but we can choose to be part of it. If I cut myself or break a leg, I have no idea how to heal myself, but my body does. My body knows how to stitch itself back together and heal itself. All those people who are in the hospital with COVID disease, the medicines and the procedures that the doctors give them don't heal them. They just keep them alive until their bodies can heal themselves. As we come close to Earth Day, I think about this amazing mystery that the power of the created order has to heal itself. And we can choose to be part of that. This mystery of resurrection is a power that is not ours, but it is ours to choose. And that begins in this mystery that Jesus and John show us, of being able to proclaim both the pain and the resurrection, to be able to preach this good news. Pain is real, but we're going to be okay. That is the gospel that Thomas wants us to hear. It hurts, and we're going to be all right. Will you pray with me? God, we thank you for the infinite power of your love that raises us from death, that forgives sin and heals wounds and brings life where there was none. Open our hearts to this mystery. Give us courage to face the pain in our hearts and in the world, and there come to trust your resurrecting love. God, we thank you for your grace. We pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your peace. Amen. We are
dead and buried, being raised again. We are dead and buried, being raised again. We are a broken
Jesus breathed on the disciples. He breathed his spirit into them. That spirit is in us as we pray with one another, for one another, for all the world.
God of resurrection, we greet the beauty of the morning with praise and thanksgiving. For your life-affirming grace shines forth in every living thing. May the risen Christ be alive in us as we worship, that as we watch, we may know your presence, and as we listen, we may hear your word. Amen.
Lord, in this time of isolation and spreading of the coronavirus, I want to thank you for this time to reflect on my life. I'm so grateful for you and for all the many blessings which have helped accompany me starting at the beginning of my young life. At an early age of my life, I was stricken with rheumatoid arthritis and was a patient at the Children's Hospital in Boston for 2 years and spent another year in a convalescent home in Wellesley for recovery. With having five more siblings at home, my mom was at the hospital to visit me once a week. I saw my dad once a month as he worked the later shift, but always came to visit me, bringing fresh red cherries. We sang a song, "Amapola, My Pretty Little Poppy," together. At the end of the song, my dad would use his deep voice in singing the last phrase, "I love you." Those were happy memories. During that time of hospitalization, I became close to the wonderful nurses and doctors who cared for me. Back in the day, the nurses and doctors wore white uniforms. Nurses wore navy blue capes at times. Some nurses sung lullabies to us patients at bedtime. My favorite song was "All Through the Night," and I can vividly remember how it felt to have someone pat my head and sing me to sleep. For all of this, I am truly thankful. How grateful I am to have you as my holy Savior and protector. Today, the doctors and nurses who are working 24/7 to help all that are in dire need, giving their time and expertise to all that are sick and need help, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I give praise to my family and friends who made me who I am today. I remember loving my church, from attending Sunday school to vacation Bible school to Christian Endeavor and church services. Today I feel the light you've shown on me, and to all the endless times I felt lonely, but remembered you were there. Lord, I pray and praise all the people in your care right now and forever. I'm so thankful for all the people who have been working, preparing virtual worship services in St. Matthew's. What a blessing. This is my prayer. Carol Araposo.
Peace and blessings to all of you. In these challenging times, it is especially important that we care and pray for each other as changes take place. Such a change is underway for St. Matthew's, as Steve and Beth prepare for the next stage of their life journey, and we're joined by Janu and his family, his wife A1, and son Joshua. I pray for both Steve and Janu and their families, as this transition means big changes for both of their families. I ask you to pray for them daily, for the changes to be kind to them. I ask you to pray for their faith communities, ours here at St. Matthew's and Janu's in Maine, as we too experience changes with these transitions. I ask you to pray for each other, for the blessings we received through Steve and Beth's service here, and for the blessings we will receive through Janu's service. This is my prayer.
Turn on that mic. We share these prayers that people have sent in for today. Nancy Vaccaro's mother-in-law, recovering from COVID, we pray for blessings and healing for her. For Kayla Vaccaro and her flight home tomorrow, for safe and successful travels. For Marie Mahacek's brother Merle in a vet's home in Iowa, and all in nursing homes and assisted living who are struggling in this time. We pray for birthday blessings for Tristan Nims, who turns 8 years old tomorrow. Happy birthday, Tristan. May God bless you throughout this new year. Should light 8 candles, huh? For Trudy Bruski's nephew, Jeff, who is an EMT and firefighter in Manchester, Connecticut, who is struggling with COVID. For Dot in thanksgiving that Jordan is better. Thanks be to God. With Ann Drum, we pray for David as COVID moves through the nursing home where he is. God's grace be with David. We pray with Cal for her mom's 96th birthday as she waits out COVID at Life Care in Acton. We pray with Hal, a prayer that we keep our rivers and lakes and oceans clean. We pray in thanksgiving with Jim, whose dad turned 95 on Thursday. God bless him and give him grace in this new year of his life. Joran prays, God, our creator and sustainer, bless all our families this day. For the prayers of the faithful availeth much. We pray for Nate Berry's aunt, Patricia, who has just been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, for healing, comfort, and love for Patricia. Peter prays in celebration for his mom, who died last year. She's the one who taught him to love no matter what. Thanks be to God for her, and also for his dad, who is now sheltering home alone. Ben prays that everyone will stay safe. Owen prays that all will stay safe, especially doctors and nurses. And Zeke prays for all the animals, too. God bless them all. Lucy prays for all the people in the world. God bless us all. Carmen prays for healing for her brother-in-law, Brian. May God's grace be with him. And Judith Ann prays for her fellow workers at Roche Brothers. And I pray for all those who serve at grocery stores and other essential businesses around the world, who take great risks to serve us all. These are our prayers. We also pray with Peggy McCullough.
Thank you for all your creation. Your blessings are overflowing for us. We ask for your continued safety at this time for our families and for everyone. Be with those who are experiencing food and housing insecurity and having to live with fear constantly that their basic needs cannot be met. We pray for all those working on the front line, providing services for all those who are ill or those that are homebound and need their services. Help us do our part, whatever that might be. Guide us and lead us to do thy will today. In thy name we pray. Amen.
And lastly, I am unable to unmute you, Leslie. Can you unmute yourself? It's a silent prayer.
Okay. Good morning to everyone on this beautiful day. God, I pray that you feel my pain, that you know my pain, that you bless my pain, and that you love me in my pain. I pray this for everybody here and for all the world. This is my prayer.
God, we give you thanks for your grace among us, and we pray that your will be done. This is my prayer. Amen.
We pray for those on our prayer calendar this week: Irene, Mark, and Catherine Taylor, Jennifer Wynn, and Paul Winston and Portia Thompson, Kyle Tarosian, our children in youth ministry. May your will be done in their lives. This is my prayer. We pray for one another, all of us at St. Matthew's, and our loved ones and every person watching the service. We pray for your whole church, for just as Thomas longed to touch the real embodied Jesus, others long to also, and we, your church, we are the ones they will touch. May the risen Christ be present in us for the world. This is my prayer. We pray for all who are affected by the coronavirus, especially those who are sick, who are caring for loved ones, or who are bereaved. We pray for health care workers, for food and grocery workers, for all who risk, either for the sake of others or because they must work. May your mercy guard them. This is my prayer. We pray for peace in the world, for the healing of humankind, for your justice to come. May your spirit guide us. This is my prayer. As we prepare Earth Day, we give thanks for your gift of creation and pray for the earth. May we care for creation as deeply as it provides for us. This is my prayer.
As a trusting child turns to her mother, we turn to you and pray as Jesus taught us to pray, asking you always to teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Jesus came and stood among the disciples despite the locked doors. He stood among them in all their fear and anxiety, their sorrow and their guilt. And he said to them, "Peace be with you." Jesus comes to us in all of our anxiety and offers this blessing, raises us up from our fears, resurrects us into this deep peace, the peace of Christ that we're given to share with all the world, beginning with each other. The peace of Christ be with you. I invite you to share the peace of Christ with any that you're with, and if you're alone, imagine the peace of Christ, this great healing energy flowing out from you into all the world. And imagine every living being returning with joy, returning to you, the peace of Christ.
May the peace and passion of Christ be with you today.
Beautiful day. Oh, peace be with you. And also with you, Mr. Duke. That's great.
Peace be with you,
David. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
I'm Kevin. I'm Jim. It's beautiful here in nature. Peace be with you. And also with you.
Peace be with you.
A prayer for Earth Day. Creating God, in love you have made all things and called them good. You spoke your word and this world came into being. This universe is your word made flesh. This earth is your love made manifest. We are all part of this one creation, one body, one living being, one spirit. By that spirit we pray for the wholeness and blessing of all creation. We give thanks for the miracle of this earth, for the abundance of life and beauty, for the gift of all living things. We confess our sin, that we have thought we are separate from creation, and we have abused and harmed your earth. We repent, and by your grace we pray for the healing of the earth.
May we care for creation as you do, for not one sparrow falls outside your loving attention. May we be so attentive and give ourselves to the healing of the world with wonder, gratitude, and compassion. May the earth's beauty and strength and generosity be ours for the sake of the wholeness of all things. Amen.
Thank you, God, for the dandelion. Never thought they would look so pretty as a sign of hope. Amen.
I'd like to offer a prayer of gratitude to the trustees and to Boston Solar for our new solar panels, and just for the beauty of the day. You can see the daffodils here by the church. You might even be able to hear the birds chirping in the background. So I'd just like to offer this prayer of gratitude in honor of Earth Day next week.
I pray with gratitude that one consequence of this forced sequestering has been an opening of our eyes and our hearts to the cycle of life surrounding us. Birds nesting, buds opening, the wonder of life cycles playing out in reliable rhythms, even as ours are disrupted. May we remember and honor this healing gift from our Creator. This is my prayer.
Dear Jesus, our Heavenly God, thank you for all your creation. Thank you for the wetlands and the giver of life.
Amen.
Hello, fellow St. Matthews. This is my Earth Day message to you. On Earth Day, we think about things on the earth that are very important to us. Mine is water. There are so many dangers to our lakes and the ocean today that we have to think about. We think about invasive plants. We think about phosphorus runoff and other contaminants that are ruining your lakes. So my prayer today is that those organizations that are working so hard to keep our lakes pristine and clear and avoiding of all contaminants that are ruining them. I think of the Lakes Environmental Association in Bridgeton, Maine, that is working throughout the state of Maine to keep our lakes clear, that we may use them for all the vital purposes, such as boating, fishing, recreation, and water supply. That's my prayer today, that in the future, our lakes will remain clear and pristine for centuries to come.
Creator God, today I thank you for birds. From the tiniest hummingbird to the largest ostrich, from common chickadees and chickens to uncommon choughs and chachalacas, from the chorus of songbirds at dawn to the call of the loon at dusk, from the albatross around my neck and the canary in the coal mine to the bluebird of happiness and the dove of peace. I thank you, God, for them all. This is my prayer.
May we all love God's creation. Amen.
Good morning and blessings. I'm John Bennett, Chair of St. Matthew's Staff Parish Relations Committee. I hope you saw the announcements in the recent weekly newsletter about Josh and Beth. I'm reminded that not only did Beth step in these past 8 months to assume responsibility for our children and youth ministries, but she has done so at other times in the past. She's been a joy to our children and youth. She's provided incredible leadership, training, and resources to our teachers, and she's been an incredible inspiration and leader for our children and youth ministry teams over the years. I invite you to join me in making a special thank you gift to Beth as she gets ready for the next stage of her life journey. The easiest and best way is to make an electronic payment through our church website or through Breeze. Alternatively, please mail a check to the church office. Please designate your gift to staff gift, and you can mark it that way in the inline comments or the memo field of your check or electronic bank payment, or in Breeze through a drop-down menu. We'll be collecting for this gift through April 24th, so please, if you're mailing a real check, please make sure it's there in time. Thank you, and bless you.
Christ has risen while earth slumbers. Christ has risen where hope dies. As he said and as he promised, as we doubted and denied, let the moon embrace the blessing. Let the sunshine sing the cheer. Let the world confirm the rumor. Christ is risen, God is here. Christ has risen for the people whom he died to love and save. Christ has risen for the women, bringing flowers to grace's grave. Christ has risen for disciples, huddled in an upstairs room. He whose word inspired creation can't be silenced by the tomb. Christ has risen and forever lives to challenge and to change all whose lives are messed or mangled, all who fight religion's race. Christ is risen, Christ is present, making us what he has been. Evidence of transformation in which God is known as me.
Dearly beloved, siblings in Christ, as Jesus came and stood among the disciples and said, "Peace be with you," so he gives us his deep peace. He breathed upon the disciples and breathed his spirit into them, so we receive Christ's spirit of peace. Jesus said, "As God has sent me, so I send you." And now we are sent in the power of that spirit out into the world to be the peace of Christ in an anxious, hurting world. Go in peace and serve God with joy. Amen.
May the grace and peace of Christ be with you, my friend. Go and share the love of God, love that always. May the grace and peace of Christ be with you, my friend. Go and share the love of God, love that never
ends. Well, here we are. Sometimes pre-recorded, sometimes live, sometimes smooth, and sometimes figuring things out as we go. I'm glad you are with us. We'll be joining together in a few minutes in an online coffee hour. The link is there on the church website. If you are asked for a password, the password is coffee hour, all one word, no capital letters, all lowercase. So come join us and we'll talk some more with each other. One of my favorite parts of these services is the videos that we're getting from one another. Next week, the service is going to be about the walk to Emmaus and the meal at Emmaus and communion. So I'm inviting you to take a picture of you at your dinner table and send me those pictures, and we'll include those in our worship next week. If you could send those by Thursday morning, that would be really helpful, because Thursday we'll put all those together. So thank you for being with us. God bless. I'll see you, if you want, in a few minutes at coffee hour, with or without coffee. Your call. God bless.